Ruby.
Hi, Ruby. Hannah.
Hi, Alicia. Is it Hannah?
He hasn't come yet.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm going to mute my phone then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
So we are ready to start with verse 56 in section 9 of Parashat Noach. From the Sulam commentary, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bid hilu, urchimud hilud hilu urchimu, le'atka l'shem yud he bavav he, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'sok Torah mitzvah, Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Rabbi Yitzhak Hawa Shekiyach Kameya Rabbi Shimon Amar Lo Aikara Dikti Vetishachet Haaretz livnei ha'elokim ibnei nasha. Ha'tanara ba'mer amar lo. Begin diktiv ki tchishchit ko basar et dargo darko. Kemad itmar, kegavna daviti itmar, haaretz v'yefkod, avona alecha, ela b'nei nasha chatan v'itema, harabame ela ikra, v'yara, B'nei Nasha, Inun v'Inun, Mehach Chach V'Lachabelin, Ara v'Hiyo, Itchabalat Ukra Ukach, Ikti v'Yar Elokin, Et Haaretz, V'Hine Nishmat, Minishchata ki hashachit kol basar et darko al haaretz. Rabbi Yitzchak was visiting Rabbi Shimon, and he asked him about the verse that states, and the earth was corrupt before the Elohim. Now, if it was man who sinned and was corrupt, what was the earth's sin? Rabbi Shimon answered, as it is written, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And also, and the land was defiled, therefore I do punish its iniquity upon it. So it is mankind that sins. But if you ask what is the sin of the earth, you should know that mankind constitutes the essence of the earth. If mankind corrupts it, it becomes corrupted. This is proven by the verse, and Elohim looked on the earth, and beheld it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I'm thinking of two things. One, that Hashem used the soil of the earth to form Adam's body. And so, in essence, we have the same composition as the earth, the ground. And I'm also thinking about when Cain killed Abel, that the blood of Abel cried out from the ground. Or maybe the ground cried out. I'm not quite sure. I don't remember exactly. But evidently our actions go further than just ourselves. It affects everything. I mean, just like the sin in the garden did.
That is correct. In the frame of body and soul, what is the body? What do you, in Kabbalistic terms, what Sephirah does the body represent?
Well, I would think Malkut.
Correct. And what does the earth represent?
Malkut.
Correct. And that's essentially what it says. Basically, anything that is related to Malkut is related to the man, and every action that a man does is going to impact any of the Malchut frames of reference within the earth, within his consciousness. So if he had the consciousness that a star 30 light years from here, that there was a planet on it, and that planet was
Malka.
Then whatever he would have done, whatever that man does on this earth, will affect that earth in that star. That's really what this verse is saying. Every man's actions affect every other aspect of Malchut, because the man is Malchut. Now, that is one way, one of the 70 ways of understanding it. And as Hannah said, everything is affected by man's actions. So the animals, who represent a level of malchut within their limited frame of reference of an animal, are going to be affected by human actions. And the earth is affected. The cosmos, the stars are affected. Our actions, our consciousness impact everything around us and everything within us. Welcome, Martha. We're on verse 57.
Thank you. I'm driving, so I'm going to put you on mute.
Understand. Shachatim kol seto divar nash kal ho habaluta dileya talyan bitshuva v'cheta yoshid zara Alara umchabila archeya viapek zara alara mechabel leya umchabel ara vialeya kitiv nikam avonech lefanai uktiv Beya kilo el hafetz rasha ata lo yegurcha rabar bitshuva sage uktiv vayehi er bekor yehuda rab enei Hashem v'yimitehu Hashem v'ha Itmar come and see. All of man's sins and corruption can be atoned for by repentance. But by the sin of spilling his seed on the earth, man corrupts himself and the earth as well. And of such a person it is written, the stain of your iniquity is before me. And for you are not an elf that has pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil sojourn with you. This means that a person who wastes his semen on the earth is called evil, and he shall not sojourn anymore with the Holy One, blessed be he. In other words, he shall not accept his repentance, except after great penitence. It is also written that Er, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of Hashem, and Hashem slew him, as was already explained elsewhere. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, in one of our classes lately, you mentioned the tikkun of the Ben Ish Chai. To read it, I think, was just before Rosh Kodesh. And I was able to read a little. I didn't get very far in it, but I think it was in that that's where I read it. I mean, they told how many fasts were expected, you know, if semen had been spilled, the spilling of the seed. And, of course, we know that Judas, two of his sons died because of that.
Right.
But it was, you know, the it was recommended because there were so many fasts, into the hundreds sometimes, that in our generation, mm-hmm. that giving tzedakah was probably the better avenue for teshuva for that sin. And of course, we've been with you through the years to be able to spend a lot of time at Shogavim, really, you know, how serious that is. And I guess because of the covenant, it's so linked to the covenant.
It is linked to the covenant. It's, if I remember correctly, the it's 84 fasts are necessary to effect teshuvah for each time that you spilled seed. So it's quite a significant issue. And, of course, we live in a generation where the medical profession says it's unhealthy for a man not to ejaculate. So if he is stimulated. So there's lots of these issues. But the verse is very clear. You can do to teshuvah for everything, but spilling of seeds is a very severe item that you can still do teshuvah, but it takes a lot of penitence. It takes a lot of effort. So verse 58.
Do you remember do you remember the episode? I remember you telling us about Joseph, how he actually did spill a little bit of seed.
10 drops.
Trying to escape Potiphar's wife. And the result was that it affected the 10 martyrs? I've kind of forgotten the ending part of it. Can you refresh my memory? Or our memories?
Well, you are correct that Joseph, who wanted to sleep with Potiphar's wife, was stimulated, was in an erect state, when she grabbed his clothing off of him. And, he didn't ejaculate, but he dripped 10 drops of sperm. And those 10 drops were the souls that ultimately became the 10 martyrs, because each of them was a reincarnation of the 10 children that sold Joseph into slavery.
Okay.
The 10 tribe leaders.
That's the part I had forgotten.
And that's when you read the Midrash about what happened to each of those martyrs, which was pretty severe, but they were being punished for selling Joseph into slavery. But it's a very severe sin.
Okay, Michael might want to know that the Maksur that we use on Yom Kippur has the story of the 10 martyrs in it. So we used to read it every Yom Kippur. But as of, I'd say, probably the last 5 years, and because the congregation has shrunk to such a small number, they haven't been reading those readings. So she might want to look for it in the Maksur that we have on Yom Kippur.
Verse 58. Amar lo Alma b'maya v'la b'esha v'la b'mila achara amar lo razahu v'haynun chabilu archaichu begin d'mayayin ilayin umayin katayin la itchabaru Ikar v'nukva tidka ya'ot maninun v'chabilu archehu v'gavna kegavna damayim v'kurinu v'nukve v'yaldaitanu v'maya b'maya v'inun pavo. He asked him, why did the Holy One, blessed be He, bring His judgment on the world, namely the generation of the flood, punishing them with water and not with fire or something else? And Rabbi Shimon replied that there is a secret behind this. As they corrupted their ways, the upper waters and the lower waters were unable to join as the male and the female ought. Anyone who corrupts his ways also corrupts the male and female waters. This means that he causes a defect in the male and female waters, preventing them from being connected with each other. So they were punished by water, just as they had sinned.
Okay,
common thoughts.
Okay, I know Ruby and Malka are muted.
Understand.
But right now, Harvey is in the Gulf, and it's not predicted to be like a hurricane with winds and all, but with water. And it's showing all along the Texas eastern coast, through the Louisiana, through all the way to Mississippi, with as much as 11 or 12 inches of rain. So they were punished by water just as they had sinned. Is it okay if I bring that up right now?
Sure.
Of what? Okay. You know, normally I look up the meanings of all the names of the hurricanes before hurricane season starts, and I didn't have a chance to do that. But when yesterday I heard the name Harvey, it reminded me of, and probably Malka and maybe the others are too young to remember, but there was a movie called Harvey. I think James Stewart was in it. But anyway, this rabbit was named Harvey. Also, during the week, I was fascinated. You know, we feed the birds in our backyard, but when I looked out the back door, there was a rather large rabbit in the backyard, and he was eating the bread that we had thrown for the birds. I even went out and took his picture. He didn't even move, but then when he finished, he scooted real fast. You know how they hop, but this one hopped, but then he scooted so fast, it was like a lightning flash, went under our fence into the house next door. Then later in the day, Tony told me there was a baby rabbit, little tiny, he showed me with his hands, the size, in the front yard. Okay, so it was like Harvey was associated with rabbits this week, that name Harvey. Well, I didn't get my name book out, but I did a search on Google, and the meaning of Harvey meant warrior. Okay, all right, so I think Monday when I missed the mini Zohar class, and I did listen to it, although I had great difficulty with the recording because it would jump back and start all over, and I couldn't always get it back at the same point. But anyway, in Monday's reading, we had the name of Hashem Tzavaot, Lord of the Host. And so I thought, well, that was the Hashem's name that would be, I don't know if you want to say, the antidote, the vaccine against the name of Harvey as a warrior. And it came to me that the Tetragrammaton being with the sword, the double-edged sword being a picture or a metaphor for the Tetragrammaton. I think the Zohar told us maybe a year or so ago when we were studying Shalak that the top of the sword was the Yud and the two blades were the two Hays, and the shape of the blade itself, the vertical part, was the Vav. So there was the two-edged sword. And then I think in daily Zohar, Zion Nefesh, his take on it was the tip of the sword was the Yud, but it didn't matter. The Yud is still a picture of the Tetragrammaton is still a metaphor for the double-edged sword. And he made a comment that the scabbard that the sword would go into would then be a metaphor of the name Adonai. So with the Tetragrammaton representing the spiritual world and Adonai representing the physical world, I felt that was an answer for me of how to use the Shaluth method that you taught us in permutating the letters together and using that as a paradox against Harvey, who would be the symbol of the negative side. Now, I hope I've worded it enough where y'all understand what I saw without having to do any work other than typing in meaning of the name of Harvey. So I felt like we've said before, Donna's on, and Brandy and Judy, we're all in this region. I felt we did have to identify with the sins that are the effect or the cause of this effect of these floodwaters that are now supposedly headed our way. And besides that, they're saying that it's sort of stationary, and when it gets very near to land, it's going to stay for about 3 days, which is going to bring this tremendous amount of water. And then it may bounce back and turn, get even stronger, and stay all the way till maybe Wednesday of next week. So there was the rabbit, the image of the rabbit hopping back and forth, and, you know. So anyway, that's my spiel. Help me through it.
Is it
for me to share with Brandy and Judy and Malta and you?
And whoever's listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. If you take a look at the name Harvey, it's Hey Raish. Yud.
Okay, that's what Bet Yud, because that's what I thought.
Yes. And
okay.
So Har means mountain. Hey Raish. And then the Bet Yud represents Yud-Bet, which is 12. So Harvey represents a mountain of 12.
Mm-hmm.
But the 12 can be the 12 sons of Ishmael, the 12 sons of Esav, or the 12 sons of 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, if you permutate the letters, the middle two letters, Resh and Bet, is Rav, which means
evil.
No, that would be Resh Ayin. Rav means big, grand, large. And the other two letters are Hey and Yud, or Yud and Hey in the reverse order. So Harvey represents a manifestation of large Yah, Yud-Heh, a large manifestation of the upper worlds is what it would be. And that's why you're talking about receiving lots of chesed, which is what rain is, and can potentially become a flood. So that's my thought as a response to yours. And we're... Go ahead.
Okay. Now, does the double-edged sword with using the Shalav method with intertwining Yad-Heh Vav-Heh with Adonai and meditating on, to me, what I felt like, what I did in my meditation today was to see those letters on the land and pushing back at Harvey. And I did have the same Hebrew letters that you said for Harvey. And, you know, 1 year, I had the picture of actually blowing, and that hurricane didn't come. It went on out into the Atlantic Ocean. So as kind of silly as it sounded to blow, for a hurricane to go in another direction, that was the meditation that I did this morning. That's my take on that.
Understand. The Shiluv method of mixing Hashem's name with Adonai, that's the unification of Zeranpin and Malchut, of male and female waters.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the speaking about that,
right?
That the corruption the corruption came because of the blockage where the male and female waters could not join together. So I'm not sure how that exactly would be.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was finished.
Okay. So does that mean we identify with that negativity?
No. The hurricane is being caused by human activity. And if you've had a tremendous amount of rain this past year in that Texas area, somewhat in Louisiana, and you can look at what kinds of issues have been taking place to see what is causing it. Yes, you can change it. You can control it so that it doesn't manifest, or it manifests in a sweetened manner. And the unification name will power that sweetening. So I hope I answered your question.
Yes, thank you.
And we're a little bit past time, so we'll pick this up next Monday to complete the next few verses. Tonight's class is questions and answers at 7 p.m. West Coast time, and at 8:30 will be the Tikkuni Zohar class, number 3. Tomorrow at 10:30 or 7:30 in the morning, we will be doing Slichot. And at 4:30 in the afternoon, we will be continuing to study the preparations for Teshuvah, the letters, the Egaret Teshuvah that we've been studying. And at 7 o'clock, we will be having a regular Zohar class, and at 8:30, a Tikkuni Zohar class. So we have a lot of classes tomorrow, questions and answers, and a Tikkuni Zohar class tonight. So I look forward to seeing you all.
Okay, thank you so much.
Shalom.
Shalom.